We were created for His glory, that He would be glorified in and through us. Every time you deny and defy any demonic assignment and activity, any thought that is not of God, every time you reject it, you are bringing glory to God. Every time you open your mouth and you speak truth, you are bringing glory to God every time. God doesn't change. So if I'm not seeing the fulfillment of this word, that's because I need to be in agreement with it, and I need to change what I need to change on the inside of me, because God says, I am the Lord God, I changeth not. It's the devil that wants to keep you bound. Jesus wants you free, because that's what He purchased. Who are you going to partner with? Glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord is revealed in your healing. Isn't that what we just got done seeing today? Amen. We just got done seeing some of that manifest healing. But you know, since we've been talking about the glory of the Lord, but the glory of the Lord is revealed in your healing. When you get healed, God is glorified. That's another way of saying that. Let's turn our Bibles to Matthew. And we're gonna be in Matthew 15. Thank you, Father. What He has begun, oh, He's going to finish. He's begun a good work. Amen. That's right, Mary. I hear you. I hear the amen. The Lord says, I am the Lord God, and He says, I change not. I changeth not. Hallelujah. This is in Malachi 3:6. I am the Lord God. If He says something in His word, and then He says, I change not. I am the Lord God. I change not. Then we know that we know that we know. We can take a hold of this truth and know God doesn't change. So if I'm not seeing the fulfillment of this word, that's because I need to be in agreement with it. And I need to change what I need to change on the inside of me, because God says, I am the Lord God. I changeth not. Amen. That's right. Right, Dylan? He doesn't change. In Psalm 107 and verse 20, it says, I sent my word. Who's the word? Jesus. I sent my word and I healed them and delivered them from their destructions. I sent my word. Jesus was sent. The Son of God came down here to earth so that He could be that perfect example of one who would follow and be led by the Holy Spirit, so that we could walk in conjunction and in submission to the Spirit of the living God and see the same miracles that Jesus saw. How many of you guys believe that? Say amen. How many of you guys seen it in your own lives? Amen? And it's increasing. You're going to see it more and more and more in your own life. Why? Because it's being taught. I continue to teach it. I continue to teach it. Why? Because I want your faith to grow. I want your faith to rise in this area. That as you are healed, God gets glorified. He is glorified in it. Now, we are always going to give God glory, no matter what. Always. But you have to understand, the blood was already purchased, and that blood that was purchased for our complete salvation, which means saved, healed, and delivered. Amen? And the devil's crafty. He is so crafty. He would try to get in there, and he'll try to keep those lies. Those are the hooks, the lies, so that you keep that which is not of God. But I'm telling you right now, this is a new day. Somebody say it's a new day. And I'm not going to believe in the old ways, but I'm going to believe in the ways of Christ. The word is already very, very clear. If God be for me, who can be against me? Amen, right, man of God? If God be for us, who and what can be against us? The truth of it is nothing. And when you understand that truth and the confidence of Christ starts to well up on the inside of you, you won't take the enemy's tactic for an answer. You won't take their ways as an answer. You won't take the ways that used to bind you anymore. You won't allow them to have that kind of access in your life anymore. The only reason why a child of God is tormented by something, whether it's a demonic spirit or sickness or something, is because they haven't understood their rights in Christ yet. And they're still allowing an open door. But I'm telling you, we're going to praise our way through it all. We're going to open up our mouths and we're going to give God the high praises. We're not going to allow any demon spirit, any faulty thinking. We're not going to allow any oppression. Come on, church. It's under our feet. And we are the army of God. And I've taught you this before, that we are the army of God. And we're rising up in strength and victory. And it is our job to know what the word says, to know that we carry the glory, to know that we reflect His glory, the same image that Christ was raised from the dead and lives on the inside of us, the same spirit. What are you going to do with it? You're going to rise up in strength, and you're going to walk in ways that are supernatural. We have the Spirit of the living God on the inside of us. We lack for nothing. I don't lack anything. Not one thing. You've been listening to me preach a lot because you just finished my sentence. I said, I don't lack for anything. And I said, not one thing. And she said it for me. But it's true. We don't lack for anything. The problem is when you think you've got to do it, that's a problem. So that's a problem. When you think you've got to do it, that's a problem. You can't. Just move over. Let God do it. In other words, move over meaning don't think that in your strength you're going to accomplish anything. It is in the strength of God. He will give you the wisdom. He will give you the insight. He will give you everything that you need to walk out what needs to be walked out. God is the one that brings people in this place. And praise God for it. Praise God for it. And he's equipping each and every one of us to walk in that truth, God's truth. Amen. So I sent my word and I healed them and I delivered them from their destructions. That's Psalm 107 and verse 20. And in 3 John 1:2, it says, beloved, I pray that you may prosper. Beloved, are we the beloveds of the Lord? We saved. Are we his children? Yes. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper. Prosper in all things. So in any area that there is a lack, God's word says that you are to prosper. So if there is a lack in your life, then we know that is not something that God has ordained. Are we hearing? And so we have to know when the accuser of the brethren, when the one that comes to kill, steal, and destroy is in the mixed. Uh-huh. And we need to say, oh, no, you don't, devil. I pray that you may prosper in all things. Say all things. All things. We are to prosper in all things and be in health, even as your soul prospers. And be in health. Beloved, I pray that you be in health. Beloved, I pray that you prosper in all ways, even as your soul prospers. That's why sometimes people can't get healed because their soul is still trapped in emotions that are not of God. Soul, mind, will, and emotions must be healed. And as your soul gets healed, your body gets healed, your mind gets healed, right? It's like it's nothing for the Lord, but we're a spirit being. We have a body, right? We have a soul, and the whole being needs to be healed, and that's what God's in the business of doing. So we're going to look at a story tonight, a story which exemplifies the word that will never change. So we could look at any story, because all of it's going to show us that the word never changes. Amen. That's true, correct? But I do have a specific story. We're going to look at a woman who would have been denied, she would have been denied her request had she not understood something. We need to understand some things so we're not denied. She would have been denied her request had she not understood something, that is, in order to receive your miracle, you must understand the promise and contend for it. Say, I'm going to contend for it. In Matthew and chapter 15, are we all at Matthew chapter 15? All right, back crowd, yes. A Gentile woman and her demon and her child that was demon possessed. Okay, so verse 21, we're going to start in verse 21. I'm going to read it to you first. This is, then Jesus went out from there and departed from the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. Now we see already with this woman here that there was a dependency. There was this complete dependency that, oh God, I need what you have. We would do well if we take note right there. Sometimes people don't receive healing is because they come in themselves. They come with themselves. Do you know what I'm talking about that? They come with themselves. They come in themselves, and it's all about them. This woman was desperate. This woman wasn't trying to be somebody and tell Jesus and keep this outer facade going, right? It says here, she cried out to him and she said, have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon possessed. Her daughter needed help and she knew it. And she wasn't trying to gloss over it. She was desperate. Lord,
because of faithful partners like you, we are now in so many homes throughout the world, north, south, east, and west. God is expanding this ministry. I am just in awe. And I wanted to take a moment right now and just thank you and encourage you as you continue to sow your seed. And for some of you, prayerfully consider becoming partners with us at this ministry, because lives are being changed. People are getting saved, healed, and delivered. Men and women of God are being fostered up, being raised up to stand for truth. So partner with us on a monthly basis as the Lord leads, because the seed that you sow in the ground is for the eternal purposes of God. Amen. God bless you. Let's get back to
this. You know, sometimes your desperation in Christ is the most beautiful thing and actually what is needed for your victory. Not desperation of, oh, I'm never going to get healed, never going to get delivered, never going to get set free. Oh, no, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about desperation knowing that I'm going to the King. I'm going to Jesus. He is the healer. He is my healer. And I'm going to receive today. I don't care about if somebody else doesn't receive. I'm going to receive. I'm desperate for you, Jesus. That's what we need to have, that kind of tenacity. But that's what this woman had. That's what she had. So she says, my daughter is severely demon-possessed, but he answered her not a word. Not because he was being rude. He answered not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, send her away, for she cries out after us. Well, they weren't very filled with the Spirit, and they were not understanding what was really what they should have said and what they should have done. But he answered and said, Jesus answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Do you think that stopped her? No. What did she do? She worshiped him. She started worshiping Jesus. Wait a minute. I wasn't sent to you. I was sent. I'm sorry, but I'm not coming for you. She still worshiped Jesus. Some of you just turn away too quickly. Some of you just, you misread and misunderstand, and just there's a negative mindset, and you turn away so quickly, and you leave without what you could have had. Oh, I hope somebody's hearing what I'm saying here today. I hope somebody's understanding what I'm saying. Because some of you have already come in with a faulty mindset, and then you wonder why you didn't get healed. She didn't come in with a faulty mindset. She was like, oh, no, I'm going to get my daughter's going to get healed. They say, send her away, for she cries. But she cries after us. Yeah, you think? She's tired of the situation at home. Some of you need to just get more sick and tired of being sick and tired and be done with what's going on. That's where she was at. She was at the end of a rope. Jesus says, I was not sent except for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And then she came, and then she worshiped. Your worship must be day and night, night and day. You must know that you're going to contend. You're going to praise him. You're going to worship him. You're going to love on him. You're not going to stop just because something didn't turn out the way you thought it should at the time you thought it should. You're going to worship anyway. She worshiped anyway. Can you put yourself in this situation here? She tells him, my daughter is demon-possessed. And Jesus says, I was not sent except for the lost sheep, the house of Israel. She just disregards all of that. She starts to worship him anyway. And she says the same thing, Lord, help me. Are you reading the same Bible as I'm reading? Verse 25. She came and she worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. Yeah, sure. But Lord, help me anyway. Yeah, sure. She was desperate and she was about ready to receive her miracle. But he answered, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. She could have been completely offended and walked away. Oh, no. And she said, yes, Lord, yet. She says, yes, Lord, yet. Even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Talk about faith. Talk about someone that is not going to be denied. Talk about somebody with an expectation. Talk about somebody with faith that will never be denied. This story can really speak to you about somebody that understands what their rights were. Well, they've seen Jesus. They've heard. They all heard about Jesus. They all heard about the miracles. They're like, oh, no, I know what you carry. I know what you carry, and I'm going to receive it today. That's what we need. That's what every single one of us needs, that kind of an expectation, that kind of a tenacity. Would you be in agreement with that? Yes. Absolutely. That's what we need. And that's what God is giving, because we were asking for it. So it's growing. Amen? And so I think you guys know the story. Jesus answered her and he said, oh, woman, great is your faith. Great is your faith. Oh, woman, what you stood for, what you believed in, because you've seen, you've heard, you know that the talk was going about Jesus and what he was doing. Every single town, it was just humming. People knew. They're like, oh, this man is the one who's going to heal them. He's going to save. He's different. She heard. She saw. But today, this day, she received. Amen? Great is your faith. But then he says, let it be done unto you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. From that very hour, he said, let it be done unto you as you desire. As you desire. Her faith spoke. Is your faith speaking? Her faith spoke. It spoke loud and it spoke very clear. And that's what needs to take place. We have to open up our mouths and make sure that it's going to take place. Let me tell you something. Maybe she came in with this understanding. You know, maybe it's not going to happen for the rest of the Gentiles. Maybe it's not going to happen for the rest of the people in my group, but it's going to happen for me. I'm telling you that. I'm not going home until it happens. You're going to stop praying until it happens. You're going to keep praying. You're going to keep believing. You're going to keep contending. And God says, oh, I see. They're serious. It's not because you're trying to beg God. It's not because you're trying to, you don't have to, it's not because, oh, we have to twist God's arm. It's not about that. I'm telling you, sometimes there is more ungodly belief in you, and your ability to press through and passing the test of time is what is required. And when you do that, it's like the devil realizes, man, I got to get off of them because they're not going to stop. She's not going to stop. He's not going to stop. They're going to continue to contend for what's rightfully theirs, and they're going to receive. It's the devil that wants to keep you bound. I'm telling Jesus wants you free because that's what he purchased. But the devil wants you bound. Who are you going to partner with? This woman knew better. She knew. She understood something. And because she did, her expectation, what she had an expectation for, is what she received. Some people walk in with a very little expectation, and they walk out with that fulfilled. A very little expectation fulfilled. What you walk in with, unless you shift it and change it, right? Somebody understand what I'm saying, please. Let it be said unto me. He says, let it be done unto you according to what you desire. According to what you desire. In Matthew 9:27, you can turn there if you want. But there were the story of the two blind men and crying out, you know, Son of David, have mercy on us. And Jesus said, do you believe that I am able? They said, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I believe. He said, according to your faith. According to your faith. According to your faith, let it be done unto you. And their eyes were opened. One, let it be done according to what you desire. Here, according to your faith, let it be done unto you. Do you know that that's the word doesn't change? Remember, we started with, I am the Lord, I changeth not. According to your faith, let it be done unto you. So for some, you might realize, well, I think I need some work in that area. That's okay. At least you realize it. But today is a new day. Today is a day where you can say, you know what? I want to walk in faith. I want to walk in faith. Is the only way we can please God. And anything that's not of faith is sin anyway. But faith is how we are to walk in any place. And Bobby, in every place where the enemy wants to bring in confusion and lies, you just bind that spirit and say no, because you do know the word of God. And so you're going to contend with truth, and you're going to not let the devil have his way. And that's true for all of us, correct? So how do you get this kind of faith? Well, we know hearing of the word brings faith, right? But when you are faced with insurmountable trials, and instead of turning to fear, instead of turning to logic, instead of turning to popular opinion, oh, that's always the one that's going to get you down. Popular opinion, really? Don't even get me started with that. No, it's not popular to be radical for Christ. It should be popular. It's going to get more and more popular. But at the moment, no, it doesn't matter. But it's not popular. But are you willing to stand alone if alone is what's required for a period of time? Now, remember, God always has his remnant. He has his remnant right here, right now. We're part of the remnant. But we're not the only remnant. There's other people that God has also set apart to be the remnant of Christ. God's people are everywhere. And he wants us to be strong in him. And he wants us to be people that are set apart and that are not going to shrink back to a popular opinion. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. I mean, I wouldn't be standing here if I did not cling to the rugged cross, if I didn't cling to the word of God, I would not be standing here. And you wouldn't be here either if you had let the enemy's will be accomplished in your lives. But instead, there came a day when your eyes were opened. There was a day when the Spirit of God is like just arrested you in the best of ways, and you were changed and transformed. And you have not stopped growing, and you're not going to stop. Not on my watch. Not on my watch. You're going to continue to grow. You're going to continue to soar. And you're going to continue to be all that Christ has called you to be. Because we know it's not just a phrase. It's not just a scripture. Well, you know, greater is he that is inside. No, he really is greater inside of you. He really is greater. The greater one really does live on the inside of you. And it's greater than anything that roams around on this earth. I don't care if he's able. The devil's roaming around the earth. I don't care because Christ is in me. And he's the resurrection power in me. Do you understand resurrection power? That means dead things come alive. Dead things that should have never been dead become alive on your watch, on our watch, right? Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So Jesus was not trying to withhold a miracle from this woman, but you'll be tested. We will be tested to see if you are ready to not just receive, but keep what he wants to give. We will be tested. Are you ready to receive and keep everything which he's already purchased for you? Yes. Yes, and amen. Amen. So she had knowledge. She had knowledge. She had an understanding of what was going on. Remember, knowledge of the glory of God. We just preached this message about the knowledge of the glory of God. When we have a knowledge of the glory of God, we walk in supernatural power. We have an understanding of the glory that we carry. Well, she had a knowledge that this man Christ Jesus, carried the Spirit of the living God. He was God. He was the healer. She had a knowledge, but she didn't just have a knowledge. Like I said, she had an expectation. She had an expectation. That expectation is what carried her. And it caused her to walk differently from the people all around her. Do you think she was the only one there? No. There were many there. We can only assume there were plenty of people there. Everywhere Jesus went, people thronged him. They heard, they saw, they knew. They knew the power. So she wasn't the only one there. But she was the one that stood in faith. Just like the woman with the issue of blood. Lots of people there, all thronging after Jesus, all pressing against. And what is Jesus? He looks around. Who touched me? Who touched me? Everybody is touching you, Jesus. Everybody. Oh, but there was one touch that was different from everybody else's touch. That one touch, power, virtue left his body. Will you be that one person that even in the midst of a crowd, no one else is really pressing in for the healing. No one else is, everyone else is maybe shrinking back in fear or whatever it is. But no, will you be that one person that says, I'm here to receive everything that Christ has for me today, and I'm not leaving without it. I'm not leaving without it. I'm going to be that one. You're going to be that one. I'm speaking for you because I have the mic. Because we love him, and because we know his word is true, and because we're done with the world. We've been done for a long time, right, Carrie? I mean, the world does nothing for us, and no, thank you. Like, we have Jesus, the lover of our souls. When we sing, when we worship, that's not performance. We don't perform. We worship in spirit and in truth. We let God just move upon us. That's the realm where miracles come in, where there's expectation that increases in your life. Because you get taken into, you're literally ushered into the Holy of Holies. We get ushered in. He does it. We come, yeah, we're prepared, and he changes it up every single time. And we're grateful for that, aren't we? We have our however many songs, and we maybe do one or two. But, you know, and then the Lord just fills our mouths. Though we still sing for like an hour and a half, but the God's just filling our. Why? Being yielded to the Spirit of God will bring forth his expectation in your life, and you're sure to hit the target every single time. Sold out for Jesus. This world has nothing for us. We come in the spirit of unity, peace, humility in Christ, knowing that humility is not weak. Humility, knowing that Christ in me, but authority, knowing that Christ in me. Right? Praise God. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former. Hallelujah. Haggai 2:9. The glory, the glory. Do you think that that's what God is doing right here, right now? Absolutely. 100%. Isaiah 43:7 says, everyone who is called by my name, we're called by his name. We are called by his name. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory. Oh, I love this scripture. Whom I have created for my glory. Isaiah 43:7 says, I have formed him. Yes, I have made him. You were created for his glory. Amen. We were created for his glory, that he would be glorified in and through us. And he is. Every time that you do his will, he is glorified. Every time you come in belief, he is glorified. Every time you deny and defy any demonic assignment and activity, any thought that is not of God, every time you reject it, you are bringing glory to God. Every time you open your mouth and you speak truth, you are bringing glory to God every time. Praise the Lord. The last scripture is John 11:4. When this is about Lazarus, remember when Lazarus had died and he had been dead for 4 days? Jesus, when he heard that he was sick, so right before he died, when he was sick, he said something very important. And he said that this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. I'm going to say it again. This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. And we know the story. He ends up dying, but he doesn't stay dead after 4 days. Raised again, right? God just glorified. He's glorified in the miracles. God is glorified in the miracles. We give him all the glory. Some people steal the glory. We will never steal the glory. He is glorified in the miracles. He is glorified. He was glorified. Jesus was glorified when Lazarus come forth. When he came forth, still the cloth around him, but he came forth, mummified, remove those sackcloth and ashes from you now in Jesus' name. And I decree that over some of you right now and over your family members, that the sackcloth, the ashes, the death, the cloths that are used for burial are be removed from you now in the name of Jesus and from your loved ones in the mighty name of Jesus right now. You will not walk in old ways. You will not walk encumbered by some demonic assignment. No. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And you have been set free. We are set free in Christ, and we are going to give him all the glory and all the praise, and we're going to be more undignified than this, and the devil's going to get a black and blue eye because we're going to stand for truth. And we will not back down because we're unashamed of the gospel. Unashamed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Even the back row over there, I see them clapping. Woo-hoo! Praise the Lord. God is so good. So the glory of God is revealed in your healing testimony. Every single one of them, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.